From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. As protests continue in Egypt, State Department officials now say they have evacuated more than 1,200 Americans aboard government-chartered planes, with expectations at least 1,400 more will be flown out of the country in the days ahead. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said by the end of Monday, six planes will have flown nine flights from Cairo. One of those who managed to get out, Nelson Clark, flew from Egypt to Turkey and says it was difficult.
The road took us about 3 hours, blocked traffic bumper to bumper, tanks blocking half the roads. Got to the airport, and it's a nightmare.
At the Cairo airport, there were reports of some shoving matches as passengers crammed into the terminal seeking refuge. In addition to the chartered aircraft, State Department officials say a small number of Americans were flown out aboard a Canadian evacuation flight. The White House is keeping a close eye on the ripple effects of the protests in Egypt. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that includes any impact on financial markets.
Oil prices topped $92 a barrel as the protests in Egypt entered a second week. Egypt is not an oil producer, but the Suez Canal is a major shipping route. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says administration economists are keeping tabs on the situation.
We have thus far, to my knowledge, not seen disruptions in, for instance, in the Suez. We obviously are monitoring the unrest and the uncertainty to see what impacts that might cause.
Even before this latest spike, gasoline prices topped $3 a gallon in much of the U.S. High gasoline prices cut into other consumer spending as well as consumer confidence. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Federal judge has now sided with 26 states suing to block Obama administration's health care overhaul law. U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson today accepting without a trial the law violates people's rights by forcing them to buy health insurance by 2014 or face penalties. Attorneys for the Obama administration have argued states did not have the standing to challenge the law and the case should be dismissed. It's likely to next go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Parts of the Midwest are preparing for what could be a record-setting blizzard. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold has that story.
The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard watch for Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday. It's expected parts of Chicago near Lake Michigan could see more than 18 inches of snow, and with wind gusts topping 40 miles per hour, the Weather Service is expecting whiteout conditions. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says the city's plows are ready.
We're going to do everything possible. Then again, you go to the private sector with their trucks and things like that. That's what you have to look at, like anything else, and it's an emergency, so that's what you have to do.
Daley warns against businesses giving their employees the day off work before the blizzard hits. He says that could set a bad precedent. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
Rising prices for energy company shares helped send the stock market higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68 points to close at 11,891. The Nasdaq was up 13 points. The S&P 500 rose 10 points today. You're listening to NPR. Officials in the Detroit area say the California man arrested with a car full of fireworks near a mosque there had allegedly promised a big explosion. Officials say when they arrested 63-year-old Roger Stockham in a parking lot outside the building last week, his car contained a number of powerful fireworks, which are illegal in Michigan. Police say Stockham was also wearing a ski mask. He was taken into custody outside the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn. British film composer John Barry has died. Barry's orchestrations for 11 James Bond movies made his reputation. But as NPR's Bob Mondello reports, 007 was not his only claim to fame.
Propulsive brass was just right for James Bond, but John Barry was one of Hollywood's most successful composers because he could strike lots of emotional chords, capturing a certain kind of urban drifter in Midnight Cowboy, giving pomp and ceremony to 12th century royals in The Lion in Winter. He could evoke the sweep of the Wild West in Dances with Wolves and the majesty of the African plains in his Oscar-winning score for Born Free. John Barry died at his home in New York. He was 77. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
Consumers upped their spending again during the final month of last year. The Commerce Department announcing today consumer spending was up 0.7% in December, while incomes rose 0.4%. It was the sixth straight month consumers have increased their spending. Spending by consumers is closely watched by economists since it drives roughly 2/3 of the overall economy. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for